Good day, News Source 1 Machine, and hope you are enjoying the nice weather as we end August and welcome in September. It is starting to be fall here in a few weeks. We are wrapping up summer. As of now, Hurricane Tropical Storm Idella has hit Florida, and it is working its way up to the Georgia area. There is still little word on the other tropical storm developing, which is Tropical Storm Franklin, which is on the other side, and that's supposed to be in the California area. But there's not much information on that. Hope you find ways to enjoy the nice sunshine on today. For today's Michiana 101, we will be having an MDA preview, where you hear a few music selections that you heard during the MDA telethon. If you were born in the 1980s and the 1990s, you also be hearing a look into Michigan schools as they are finishing up their first week of school this week. We pray that all the kids across Michigan and wherever you're chiming in on will have a wonderful school year. This school year seemed to go by pretty quickly. The summer flew on by, and we're welcoming in September here in a little bit. Not even lived over 24 hours, it will be September 1st. And that is how speed works in time. It does not seem like we're gonna be having fall here soon. Summer was so quickly. It is now 8:31 and it is 50 degrees here in Elkhart, and the sun is shining. Hope you find ways to enjoy the last bit of summer. Tonight in Elkhart, we have the Art Walk, as it being the last Thursday of the month. You have the Labor Day Parade also coming up in Elkhart on Monday at 11 a.m. A few of my friends are walking in that parade. There may be other Labor Day parades in or around your local area. And so hope you find ways to enjoy this weekend. Enjoy time to be with your friends and family on this weekend. Continue to pray for our teachers and students as they finish out or begin a new school year. A few kids will be heading back to school next week. So if you are a kid or a parent who is waiting for your kid to go back to school, hang in there. You only got a few more days. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Hello, I'm Dr. Don Wood. September is National Muscular Dystrophy Awareness Month. As president and CEO of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, I'm proud to have worked at MDA as a young researcher and was part of a team that discovered the gene for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This discovery laid the groundwork for genetic medicine, which is the most promising area of scientific discovery helping people with muscular dystrophy and many other diseases. For more than 70 years, MDA's mission to empower the people we serve to live longer, more independent lives remains a constant source of hope for more than a million people and their families. MDA funded genetic research, even in the early days, when others were unconvinced of its potential. Because of MDA's investment in gene-based therapies and data collection, we are starting to see many gene therapy trials. We call it the pipeline of promise, and we have more clinical trials underway than ever before, giving hope to people living with these diseases. This year, we had an incredible breakthrough with the first ever gene therapy treatment approved by the FDA for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. In addition, we have already seen 5 FDA-approved treatments, not only for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, but also for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Friedreich's ataxia, and myasthenia gravis in just this year alone. Since 2015, there have been more than 20 FDA treatments approved for neuromuscular diseases, due in part to the decades of heartfelt dedication from MDA through our strategic funding of research, care, and advocacy. This year, under the umbrella of our national MDA Care Center network, 150 care centers strong, we expanded our resource center to guide and support families considering novel treatments in gene therapy. The new MDA Gene Therapy Support Network is here to help connect with you one-on-one to navigate these new treatments. Steadily and successfully, MDA has delivered increasingly on the hopes and dreams of the people we serve. One thing has never changed and never will. That is our commitment to the promises of research and emerging therapies to treat and one day cure neuromuscular disorders that are genetic in nature. Our advocacy work is stronger than ever, thanks to your participation. Our collective voice is removing barriers to treatments, to healthcare, to education, to employment, to travel, and so much more. Our leadership in genetic medicine and neuromuscular disease research is bringing new hope and possibilities to everyone living with these diseases and empowering people to live longer, more independent lives. Join us throughout September as we celebrate 30 days of strength together.
Hi, my name is Leah Gisalea. It is with great pleasure and honor to be able to serve as 2023's National MDA Ambassador. My biggest goal as an ambassador is to encourage others like myself who live with neuromuscular disease and their families. By sharing my story, I hope to raise enough awareness so that others will also join in our mission of ending neuromuscular disease. I hope to serve my community to the best of my ability. And with a grateful heart, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you. You know, we've been on the road probably for 2 or 3 months in a row without being home. And my road manager and his wife have just had a nine-month-old baby. He's 9 months old now. And just about 2 weeks ago, we got a tape out on the road of his first steps that his wife sent out to Mark to see his first steps. And wouldn't it be great if every parent could experience that and experience a child's first steps? And thanks to all of y'all, it's getting closer every day, and we appreciate it.
Johnny's daddy was taking fishing when he was 8 years old. Little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bob, take anybody that you want, long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take his mama's fading fast, and Johnny hit his knees, and there he prayed, "Take the very breath
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
Your donation empowers families. Donate for your MDA Shamrock today at a participating retailer. Your donation empowers the people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases to live longer, more independent lives, making an impact together. Go to MDA.org to find a participating retailer or make a donation today.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I dig it, the Temptations.
You're all right. back to school in Berrien County. All districts there now returning to the classroom before Labor Day weekend. ABC 57 had crews out at multiple districts this morning for day one, including our Jackie Bauer in Benton Harbor.
Day one is done here at Benton Harbor Schools. Let's take a look at all the fun the Tigers had this morning. Students at Benton Harbor Area Schools were greeted with handshakes and hugs, a DJ, and a big round of applause Monday morning, in hopes to prioritize the mental health of both students and faculty. The welcome back clap started at Benton Harbor High School as the staff welcomed back the oldest of the approximately 1,500 students in the district.
We are cheering them on as they begin the school year to get them excited and get started.
And Superintendent Dr. Calvin Butts says Benton Harbor schools have a lot to be excited for this year, including new smart boards in every classroom and $1.3 million worth of new textbooks, as the district is looking to keep more qualified teachers in classrooms and offering $2,000 signing bonuses in some cases. The fun made its way to Fair Plain East Elementary to hype up the youngest students as they got off the bus to enjoy their first breakfast of the 2023-2024 school year.
Keep that energy up now throughout the whole school year. They'll stay on a positive vibe throughout the school year.
Teachers like Latasha Hegler-Thomas say they love seeing the kids' faces once again after summer break.
It's brightening up my day. See how happy I am to be here.
It looks like they've been practicing these moves all summer long in honor of the big day.
So it's been a really great start to the school year.
Here's wishing Benton Harbor and all the Michigan schools a great 2023-2024 school year. But for now, in Benton Harbor, I'm Jackie Bauer, ABC 57 News.
Emily, it's going great out here. I am joined by Superintendent Dave Ehlers of Coloma Community Schools. And honestly, Emily, I gotta say, Dave is now my new best friend. We've been having such a great time this past hour reminiscing on when we went to high school and when we went to middle school and elementary school. So Dave, yesterday was the last day of school. Now, just by a blink of an eye, it's the first day of school. I mean, how does it feel to be back here in session?
It feels good. I mean, that's what we're here for. In the summer, these buildings are just buildings, and so they're not a school till the kids and staff get here. So we're excited today to be a school.
And we were talking a bunch about your new program that you are releasing about capturing kids' hearts, if you want to mention and talk about that.
Sure. So it's a new program this year to our staff in this building, the elementary K through 5, went through training, all the aides and all the teachers. And it helps teachers build relationships with the kids, because if you don't have the relationship, then you can't reach that kid. And so it teaches them to partner with the kids for classroom management and to build those strong relationships so that the kids can learn.
And right now I'm starting to hear some kids make their way into school. It's game day, Dave. So what's your favorite thing about the first day of school?
Just seeing the kids' faces as they come in, everybody's happy. It's the one day of school where everybody is truly happy to be here.
I mean, like, what else can you say? It's so great to be here, Dave. Thank you so much for joining us as kids are slowly starting to make their way here at Coloma Elementary School. Reporting live in Coloma, I'm Giselle Valentin, ABC 57 News.
Hakuna Matata. Phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt. My friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame.
What a change.
What a change in my name.
Front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
I can always It's that time of the year. Time to help fight against muscular dystrophy. Join Sylvia Stark, Keith Hughes, and others this Labor Day 2023 on News Source 1 Michiana's Facebook group as we host the annual MDA Telethon Remembrance event. More details as we get closer to September.
Here is a bit of encouragement. Call new when finding joy. New. When you start something new, it is okay to be nervous. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay to be excited. It is okay to be hopeful. It is okay to be. Everyone who does anything has a moment in time where it was new. The first time writing, picking up a basketball, speaking, painting, driving, going to college, flying, you name it. For everyone, it once was new. So be brave, be bold, and know that great things all require that first step of being unsure of the new, but starting anyway. Take care. Looking for a little word of encouragement? Here's something just for you. This is also from Finding Joy, titled You. You are enough. You are enough when you worry. You are enough when you wonder. You are enough when you try. You are enough when you stumble. You are enough when you win. You are enough when you give. You are enough when you love. You are enough when you dream. You are enough when you hope. You are enough when you are you. You are enough. Take care. this will wrap up Michiana 101 on today. Hope you find ways to celebrate this weekend as we welcome September. Also, we're also remembering Labor Day weekend. It's also what would have been the MDA Telethon Day weekend. It's on Sunday at 9 p.m. running until Monday about 4:30 p.m. An MDA is something that a lot of people have, Muscular Dystrophy Association. A lot of us grew up watching the telethon on TV. I remember it would play all night long, Sunday night, start at 9 p.m., and it run all day. All the commercials they would have would be something similar to MDA and be about MDA, and they would always exceed their goal. Jerry Lewis would have a goal, and he would exceed his goal. Everybody would go far and beyond whatever their goal was. There'd be musical numbers coming, Do Me So Guess, kids telling their stories. There's not much of that happening now. There's not much of that fundraising going on. And so people are finding ways to support other things. If you know someone who is struggling with muscular dystrophy, you can head over to WWMDA.org and donate to a cause. Also, New Source One Michiana will be having their own version of the MDA telethon happening at 9 p.m. on Sunday, running until about 4:30 p.m. on Monday. Similar to what they do at MDA. So there's so much happening this week. We got Labor Day parades. We have the New Source One Michiana doing their own version of the MDA telethon. You'll hear throughout different broadcasts about MDA and what's going on and all that stuff. They always set a goal. They always went far beyond their goal. Although we're not doing the MDA telethon they used to, it's an important reminder that there are people who are struggling with muscular dystrophy. And if you know somebody or you are inclined, you think about it, go ahead and donate at www.mda.org to help support and get research and help all the people who are struggling with muscular dystrophy. Get help that they need, and they can find a cure for this. Take care, and have a wonderful day.